This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a few minutes, a street view of the economy, a conversation today with a day laborer. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a story about big business and bringing access to people living in mobile phone dead zones. T-Mobile and SpaceX are partnering to use satellites to patch up phone and text coverage in areas where there are no cell towers. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Carriers need networks of cell towers to relay signals to mobile phones. SpaceX plans to complement T-Mobile's tower network with Starlink satellites launched into space, which the company says can beam signals directly to mobile phones, even in remote areas such as forests and deserts. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk spoke at a celebratory announcement event yesterday.
We will no longer read about these tragedies that happened where people got lost, and if only they could have called for help, they'd be okay.
The company said the new satellite coverage will be texting only at first, and it will start by the end of next year. They eventually hope to include voice and data coverage as well. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
It's day two of a big economic symposium bringing together world central bankers and economists in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The man who's arguably the most powerful single economic policymaker in the U.S., Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, is scheduled to speak in about 3 hours, a speech that could give us a state-of-the-art assessment of where inflation and hiring is going. It's a speech that, it's fair to say, will move markets. We'll be following throughout the morning. Dow futures now down 92 points, 0.3%. S&P futures are down 0.4%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.5%. The 10-year interest rate is up 3.08%. And here's another number noticed by Bloomberg News. 1 in 6 people in the U.S., 20 million households, have fallen behind on their utility bills. This was calculated by the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. That is double the rate we saw before pandemic hit.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's take today's economic pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. While fully fledged employees of a company have the most legal protections, independent contractors have some. Today, a conversation with a worker with arguably the least access to benefits or redress, a day laborer. This is a sector of the workforce made up largely of immigrants, many without legal permission to live in the U.S. It's a person who gets his work catch-as-catch-can, but at the same time, he's part of a group in the New York metro area out of the Don Bosco Community Center that has a system set up to try to protect day laborers from dangerous working conditions and wage theft. Pedro himself is undocumented, and we agreed to withhold his last name. We'll hear his story with help from an interpreter. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Otto.
Tell me about a typical day for you. In the morning, where do you go to find work?
Para la mayoría de mis compañeros y para mí, For me and the majority of the other laborers, we have to wake up early. And here where we are, there's a worker center called Don Bosco. We arrive at 7 a.m. I open the center, and we get on a list and wait for employers to come. There's different types of jobs, from construction, demolition, gardening, moving. Yeah, there's a bit of everything, but that's the most common. But as a laborer, I specialize in masonry.
How do you negotiate how much you'll get paid for the job? Do you negotiate it right there, or is there already an offer being made for the pay?
Well, as organized laborers here at the center, we have an agreement not to charge under a certain amount, and nobody takes a job under that amount, precisely so they don't take advantage of our work.
What about the situation now? I mean, the experts tell me there are lots of jobs out there and a lot of people hiring labor. Is that actually what you see now?
Well, here in our community, we're suffering from lack of work. I think it's getting just as hard as when the pandemic started. Jobs are getting really scarce. I feel like homeowners, employers are a little scared about inflation with everything that's happening, and they're not investing in home renovations, repairs, moving, and that affects us because it means we get hired less often.
When did you start to see it quiet down?
Yeah, we noticed it after the 4th of July.
How much can you earn in a day?
We always try to charge at least $20 for an hour of work. So if it's an 8-hour shift, that's $160. Some might say, wow, $20, that's not bad. But what about taxes? What about the fact that we don't have health insurance? So when we get sick, we have to pay those expenses out of pocket. And also, we don't work every day. Right now, when work is scarce, someone might work once a week, if that. So it's important to point that out.
And you get what you've been promised? That's not a problem? You will get paid what's been agreed?
Here at the center, that part's very clear. When my colleagues take a job, we take down license plate numbers, phone numbers, and the employer's name. So they feel a bit more committed. They know we have their information. That discourages them from not paying us. But some, out of necessity, really, what they want is to work. And sometimes they come to us when someone doesn't want to pay them. Sometimes people will promise them, I'll pay you tomorrow or this weekend. Then a week or two goes by, and unfortunately they don't get paid. And then it's difficult to get them to pay up, and often even impossible.
Pedro is a day laborer in the tri-state New York region. He's also an advocate for better working conditions for day laborers. Thank you very much for this.
Gracias también por escucharnos.
Thank you as well for hearing us out.
That interview was produced by Ariana Rosas and Jared Dang. Marketplace's Drew Jostad did the English voiceover. Our Marissa Cabrera and Salvador Sarmiento from the National Day Laborers Organizing Network helped us with the translation. We'll have the director's cut of that conversation streamable later this morning from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.